Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. And welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and super excited to share this topic. It's going to be a 7-part series on cravings. So listen in and enjoy the show. We're going to talk about the 7 causes of cravings, those sugary, carby, salty, crunchy cravings. We're going to break it down into 7 different videos so you have quick takeaways that you can apply today. But the big picture we really want you to see is that you have the ability to make change by focusing on your diet, your lifestyle, and your nutrition. So if you're really struggling with those crunchy, salty, even carby cravings, you might want to think about low minerals. The first mineral is iron. And the biggest symptom you might experience if your iron is low enough is you might crave some ice crunching. It could also be starch or starchier foods that you just crave to crunch on starchier foods. Can also be weird things like dirt or chalk or baby powder or even just a spoonful of cornstarch. So those are very common cravings that you'll have when that iron level is low. And after weight loss surgery, your bariatric team can help monitor those blood levels so that you make sure that you don't dip too low and you struggle with these cravings. So they're gonna look at a complete blood count that has the hemoglobin. They're gonna look at a serum iron and a ferritin, which is your stored iron. And if needed, they might even look at an iron panel. The ferritin is what is stored, and as that drops, it kind of correlates with the serum iron, which is what's circulating in your blood, and they kind of start dropping together. But the last one that will show up low is your hemoglobin. So it's important to make sure that you're checking these levels so that you stay on top of it so it doesn't get too low and you're having all kinds of problems. Now, if you're really eating cups and cups of ice, or you're, you know, eating a whole bag of pretzels, you might want to think about the other symptoms you're experiencing, because usually you're gonna be struggling with your energy level. You're gonna be tired a lot, you're gonna have some hair loss, maybe even be dizzy, your hands and feet might be cold, your nails are brittle. So there's other symptoms that you might be experiencing in conjunction with eating cups of ice or bags of pretzels that you need to think about. A study done in 2017 in the World Journal of Surgery found that 1.7% of Roux-en-Y gastric bypass patients between the years of 2001 and 2011 have low iron levels. And what they found was the cravings were resolved once they had iron infusions. So if you're really struggling with the crunchy things, ice or starchy things, you might want to think about a low iron. Now, the second mineral is sodium. Now, this is also an electrolyte, and it's super important in our body and tightly regulated in our blood. But it's also impacted by our stress levels, and it can be physical or mental stress. So it doesn't have to be one or the other, it can be both. Our stress levels or stress hormones are secreted from our adrenals. And our adrenals kind of kick in when a stressful event occurs, and they secrete the cortisol, the adrenaline, the epinephrine. All of those are managed through your adrenals, and they're there to help balance out or support us during a stressful event. So the Journal of 2011 in the Journal of Neuroscience found that increased sodium levels actually blunt the stress response. And the rats that received the sodium chloride actually secreted fewer stress hormones. And the cool thing is it did not impact their blood pressure or their heart rate. So if you're really under a lot of stress and you are craving kind of those salty, crunchy, carby snacks like pretzels and chips and crackers, and you're really struggling to avoid them, you might want to think about a low mineral of sodium and that being a driver and how you should focus to manage that. Another study done in 2004, this was done on high school seniors during finals week, and it's on the influence of mental and emotional stress on electrolytes. And what they found, they tested the electrolytes before they even started the whole testing process. This was tested more during the preparation, and they did find that the sodium levels were dropping during this phase and potassium was rising. Then on the day of the test, what they did was they tested all the students, and there was a significant drop in the sodium levels in 70% of the students, and the potassium rose with the sodium-potassium ratio dropping. Then they tested them after the test that evening, and they found that the sodium levels were higher in 30% of those students. And then also the sodium excretion decreased, so they weren't going through it as quickly. So if you are really struggling with those salty, crunchy snacks, and your stress level is not managed well, you might want to think about a low mineral of sodium. I hope that has helped, and stay tuned for video number 2.